Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 4, Remote Access Security. The Network Policy and Access Service, or NPAS, is ultimately a role that consists of a number of services: Network Policy Server, or NPS, Routing and Remote Access, or RRAS, Health Registration Authority, or HRA, and Host Credential Authorization Protocol, or HCAP. RRAS supports three virtual private network, or VPN, protocols: PPTP, L2TP, and SSTP. NAP health policies are a combination of settings for health determination and enforcement of infrastructure compliance. The following sets of settings make up NAP health policies: connection request policies, network policies, health policies, and NAP settings. NAP health policies are configured using the Network Policy Server console. NPS in Windows 2008 Server replaces IAS in Windows 2003 Server. The NAP platform main objective is to validate the state of a client computer before connecting to the private network and offer a source of remediation. To validate access to a network based on system health, NAP provides the four areas of functionality: health state validation, network access limitation, automatic remediation, and ongoing compliance. The three distinct networks are secure network, boundary network, and restricted network. Flexible host isolation refers to the ease of network isolation provided with the IPsec method of NAP enforcement. Server security. The functions that were formerly found on the Advanced tab, as well as a number of new features in the Windows Server 2008 Firewall, have been moved to the Windows Firewall with Advanced Security MMC Snap-in. The Windows Server 2008 Firewall allows you to create different firewall settings for the following profiles: Domain Profile, Private Profile, and Public Profile. From the main monitoring screen of the Windows Firewall with Advanced Security MMC, you can see an at-a-glance summary of your current firewall settings, describing the overall state of the firewall, which profile is active, as well as notification and logging settings. You also have the ability to drill down to a detailed view of active firewall rules, active security connection rules, and an active IPsec essays. While BitLocker does not require a TPM chip to function, it is the recommended method for key storage. Auditing. Windows Server 2008 introduces four new auditing subcategories: Directory Service Access, Directory Service Changes, Directory Services Replication, and Detailed Directory Service Replication. It is important to remember that even if the Directory Service Changes subcategory is activated in Group Policy, it will not report on changes until an ACE is active in an SACL. Event Viewer 6.0 provides for a new solution known as Event Subscriptions, allowing for collection and management of events from both Windows Server 2008 and Windows Vista sources. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: is there a difference between BitLocker in Windows Server 2008 and Windows Vista? Answer: no, the technology is exactly the same between both operating systems. Question: I have set advanced firewall policies for a particular server, and I want to be able to move them to additional servers without recreating them. Is this possible? Answer: yes, you can export firewall policies and import them into another system. Question: is Windows Vista the only client operating system that will support network access protection? Answer: no. Windows XP, with Service Pack 3, will support it. Third-party companies are also developing NAP clients for Mac OS, as well as certain flavors of Linux. Question: I am trying to create an SSTP VPN connection from my Windows Vista PC to a Windows Server 2008 server. However, I do not see an option for SSTP. Am I doing something wrong? Answer: no, but you need to verify that the Vista system you are currently using has Service Pack 1 or later installed. Question: which version of a Trusted Platform Module chip works best with BitLocker? Answer: TPM version 1.2. Question: what is the digital locker? Answer: Microsoft offers a secure online key backup which allows users to store their BitLocker and EFS recovery keys. Question: I have worked with Windows Server 2003 Network Access Quarantine Control extensively. Will this help me better work with network access protection? Answer: the short answer is no. Microsoft has totally changed the way network access is controlled in Windows Server 2008. For instance, there is no longer an Internet Authentication Service and Routing and Remote Access Service. These have been wrapped up into the Network Access Protection. Question: you mentioned VLANs in this chapter. I am not very familiar with this technology. Should I seek other sources to help me understand this new subject? Answer: yes. Microsoft probably does not give VLAN technology the time it deserves in its own courseware or exams. In the workplace, it is almost a must to understand how VLANs work, especially if you are wanting to work, or already do work, in an enterprise environment. Earlier in the chapter, you were given a link to a Cisco article that explains VLANs in detail. It would probably be a good idea to go out and give this article a once-over. Question: what is the technology in this material that hangs up students the most? Answer: the technology that seems to always get a lot of questions usually deals with IP security enforcement and 802.1x. IP security normally causes students problems with certificate authorities and learning how to manage certificates. There are a lot of good white papers on Microsoft TechNet to help you with this topic. Also, 802.1x causes some issues because the student does not understand VLANs and RADIUS. It gets a lot of attention on tests and courseware, but a lot of students have never really gotten to play with this type of technology.